Welcome to The Message from First Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, in Lehigh Acres, Florida, a welcoming congregation for all of God's people. The message by Pastor Bob Geckler is entitled, A Word of Thanks. The message from First Christian Church in Lehigh Acres.
Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today marks the beginning of a new church year, the first Sunday of Advent, a time of waiting, preparing, reflecting, and of course, praying. Very much like our preparations for Easter during the Lenten season, the Advent season helps us and allows us to prepare ourselves for Christmas. Preparing for Christmas in this sense, of course, does not mean battling crowds at malls and discount stores to buy more than we can probably really afford, or baking batches and batches of Christmas cookies, as much as some of us like them. During Advent, we prepare once again for God's great gift to us of Jesus, being born as a human baby to grow and live among us as one of us. Today, we lighted the first candle on our Advent wreath. The first candle symbolizes hope. Hope, in this context, is, I think, a rather elusive concept for us to really grasp. By definition, according to Merriam-Webster.com, hope is the feeling of wanting something to happen and thinking that it could happen. A feeling that something good will happen or be true. Hope is mentioned quite a bit in parts of Scripture. Perhaps the verse that we all think of is the one from 1 Corinthians 13, often used at weddings, in which Paul says, "These three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love." We cannot have hope in the past, nor hope in the present. It is by nature always looking to what is to come, to the future. To have hope, or indeed to have the other two qualities Paul spoke of, faith and love, also require something else to be present, and that is trust. To have hope, we have to have trust in a person, an organization, an institution, God, or perhaps in nature itself. Lacking that trust, we have no good reason to believe that what we are hoping for will come to be. And our hope would be simply an empty dream. Social psychologist Dr. Barbara Fredrickson said, "Hopeful people are like the little engine that could, because they keep telling themselves, 'I think I can, I think I can.' Such positive thinking bears fruit when based on a realistic sense of optimism." As we begin a new church year today, we have hope as our first theme. I think that is important because as people of faith, we are always looking to what is to come. We cannot change what is behind us, and dwelling in the past serves no purpose, whether collectively or individually. Our misdeeds or lapses of judgment, our sins, should be in the past. We confess our sins and are reassured each week that when we do confess and repent before Almighty God, that we start fresh, looking ahead. Starting our church year anew and fresh means looking at Jesus with new eyes. Jesus' ministry certainly respected the past, as we should as well. But his focus was on the future, on the promises of God for us as we look forward with him. In our reading from Jeremiah, we heard, "The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah." The promise will be fulfilled. The promise of the Messiah who will bring new life to all who receive him, then and now. The people of old waited for the Messiah to come. We wait for the Messiah to come again. The scenarios are frightening, but for those who are faithful followers of Christ, there really is nothing to fear, not even death itself. In our reading from Luke, he told them, he warned them, "Be careful not to let yourselves become occupied with too much feasting and drinking and with the worries of this life, or that day may suddenly catch you like a trap. For it will come upon all people everywhere on earth. Be on watch and pray always that you will have the strength to go safely through all those things that will happen and to stand before the Son of Man." That Messiah, that Son of Man, comes to us anew each Christmas. As we proceed into a new year in our faith life, in a time of change for First Christian Church, may we embrace the message of the gospel that doesn't change. A gospel of faith, of love, and of hope. And may we trust in our God who sent this message to the world through Jesus living among us. Amen. And please be with me again in prayer. Blessed Jesus, may we prepare ourselves for your coming to us again at Christmas, and for that day when we will see you in glory. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
You have been listening to The Message from First Christian Church, Disciples of Christ in Lehigh Acres, Florida, a welcoming congregation for all of God's people. The message by Pastor Bob Geckler was entitled, "What Do You Hope For?" For more information, we invite you to visit our website at firstchristianlehigh.org or contact us at First Christian Church, 2803 Lee Boulevard, P.O. Box 427, Lehigh Acres, Florida, 33970. May the love and peace of Christ be with you.